Hello, this is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders. We're on the air with Danny. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
You there? This is with the
Hello.
Empathic Coffee Shop and Doc, Fire Doc 1CA. And tonight we are going to debut the Danny and his healing and Fire Doc. And you have met him before any of us have. And I met Danny through you. He was known as Danny Borger, 1962. Is that correct? In Yahoo?
Yeah, Danny, 1962, Voyager, correct.
And now you go by what, Danny and Pal Talk?
Mahana, Danny.
And Fire Doc, would you like to give a little bit of input of where they can find you in the Empathic Coffee Shop, because it's filling up pretty quickly? Doc, you there?
I think you ought to call him back.
Okay, well, anyway, Danny, Doc has the Empathic Coffee Shop that is in Religion and Beliefs in Pow Talk, and then we go to Spiritualism, right?
Yes.
And then it's the Empathic Coffee Shop, and in there, what we've been doing is a lot of healing for the universe and different people, and you are just very, very great at your energies, and oh gosh, let me just tell you, everybody in the universe, this man, my daughter had a kidney infection so bad she's in the emergency room, and in one day with him going in there, Danny saw where the blockage was, what was going on, and she went back to the doctor, and she's on her feet. My daughter that just got married, and she's feeling great. And Danny is just really good at zoning in on different ways of healing and healing things. And what we're going to do this evening is we're going to start off with an energy ball and place some good total healing energy in there for the universe. Danny, what would you like to put in that energy ball?
Oh, good grace for a start.
Oh, that's good grace.
Good grace.
That's awesome. I'm going to put in there, as always, the creator, the knowing, and the I am of us, of all of us, that everybody feels that. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Doc again. I got dropped off.
Hi, Doc.
You wanted me
We're just
to
now them. Starting the energy ball. What would you like to put in the energy ball?
Well, I'd like to put, you know what I would like to put? The trust and love of a child. Because that's the kind of natural healing that we need. They believe in everything still. They're too young not to.
That is great.
Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of, Doc and Danny? When a kid says, I like you,
yeah,
instead of I love you to another kid. That's the first initial feeling. If we can like somebody, we can get along with everybody, the people we like. But the love is unconditional, correct? But the liking in the childlike. Doc,
exactly.
You were teaching the other night, and Danny as well, on the wounded inner child, I do believe, when I came into the room.
Yeah.
Of how we need to get in touch with our inner self and our inner child.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just called in to just give you guys some support and let you know what was going on. And, you know, my buddy here has been doing this a long time, so I do support you in this, Danny, and I'm going to let you have your hour. I want you guys to have a great show.
Well, thank you, Doc, and thank you for calling in. That's Fire Doc 1CA of Pow Talk, the Empathic Coffee Shop,
and
Religion and Belief, Spiritualism, and there you have him.
We'll talk to you later, guys.
Thanks,
Doc.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Danny, I'm going to give out some call-in numbers, so if anybody wants a reading or a healing that you would like to perform or, you know, do a round robin with me as well, then we'll get it, okay?
Sure.
The toll-free number is 877-876-5227. The USA and Canada number is 530-876-3222. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. That's the same numbers, the direct line in Canada. I'm sorry. I'm all the way back in the bag. But anyway, those are the numbers. And Danny, would you like to start with, you healed my headache that I had just a while ago, you in the room. I was having a migraine, and I didn't even know that y'all were focusing in on me. I was talking on the phone to someone. And how do you do your healings? Where do you get it from? How do you feel? Where do you channel? Do you say a prayer, meditations? I've got so many questions for you.
Well, to start with, I start with my guides and a lot of help from Fire Doc and a lot of help from Virginia there. There's a lot of healers. We all do it at the same time, and we do it as a group. And we have to contact each other, and communication is the most important thing. So we've been at this for many years. So we know how to jump the bandwagon quickly. We just get on the horn, and we talk to each other and say, we need to focus on this person, and we do it. And that's basically how we do it. We contact our guides, or however each and every one of us do it. Each individual is different. But it's amazing how you can put aside all your beliefs and just focus on the one person you need to help the most. And that's the way we do it. We put aside all our beliefs, put aside all our understanding, put all that aside and just go to work on it.
Well, Danny, I just want to tell you, I just met Virginia. She sent over an orb. I didn't see it. She asked me if I saw it at first. I took a photograph with my phone for her of the orb that was in the house. It came out beautifully. I emailed it to myself so I could email it to her. She sent it over for the show, and she is just a beautiful, wonderful soul to know, to get to know. The people in the Empathic Coffee Shop are just wonderful, and you do such a great job with along with Doc and all the people in there. There's just so many in there to even start naming. It's a lot of the old Yahoo group, actually, don't you believe?
Oh, God, yeah. There's I can't even go through the list here. There's so many names here, and they're beginning to come back to Pal Talk, which is wonderful. And we're actually going to do a trip to Nevada on June, and we're going to be there through the 27th, 28th, 29th, and the whole weekend. And we're looking forward to be there, and that's going to be great.
The reunion, yes. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello. Hello, you're on the air. Who's speaking?
I'm Inanna, 27, from Pal Talk.
Well, hello.
My real name is Donnie. I don't know. I tried the number. I didn't think it would come through there.
Is this Inanna?
Inanna, yes, Inanna.
I thought I recognized your voice.
Well, we never met, but I talked.
But I've met you in the room.
Yes, I heard you talking in the room.
Yeah,
right.
You gave me that software for tape recording.
True. Yeah. Can you imagine? I got through it.
Yes. Well, welcome to the show, Bright Lights Pathfinders with Kathy and Danny. Would you like to ask, or what would you like? Would you like a reading? Or
I don't know. Whatever he picks up. I'm open to whatever he picks up.
Okay, Danny. The air is yours.
Sure. I feel like she's on the other side of the line, but she's her physical body and her healing's just fine. Although she wishes her financial situations were better than they were now, so she was able to do more to help other people. Other than that, she's just fine. I know she comes into our room quite frequently, and she's a good listener, and she's full of advice, and she loves to chat with us, and I do appreciate it. And by the way, I do want to say Carmi is a good worker in our room, because Carmi pulls a lot of work and a lot of weight around that room for Carmi.
That's great. And Anna,
yeah?
I've only met you for like 3 minutes, I think, just to get that software. But you were asking for a reading when Danny was reading my daughter the other night, and it had something to do with your brother, I believe, or someone that lived overseas.
No, actually, the brother was just because it was the 18th, I think, and it was my brother's birthday who passed away for 22 years ago. Dad was just mentioning that my brother could be around us in spirit.
Yes,
that was
his okay.
Spirit. But my question was about a friend who is overseas. He's going overseas. But that's two different stories.
Could you pick up just a little bit more into your phone because it's breaking up a little bit, sweetie?
Mm-hmm.
Danny, did you catch all that?
Did she mention her brother?
Yes, she mentioned her brother, and you had gone to cleanse him and replenish after and do a little meditation after you had read me and cleansing my daughter's kidneys with the debris that were in there, and then she asked if she could, if you would pick up anything on her brother, so that would be great for the call in right now.
Oh, sure. I mean, I'm getting information that he used to love trains, and he did like riding trains, is that correct?
Bikes, maybe. Bikes?
He liked the train rides?
I don't know. He was on his bike, motorbike, most of the time.
Okay. Yeah, the motorbikes. I know he's very interested in the trains. He used to admire the for it flying the airplanes. He didn't like flying airplanes, but he would travel by the trains.
He would never, no, airplanes, no.
No, he wouldn't go airplanes, but he'll go a train. He did enjoy the trains.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message I was getting, that he's like an engine, he's working on different areas and that, like hovercrafts and stuff. Yeah, he's doing fine, though. Okay, I just want to let you know he's doing fine, but he works on mechanical things.
Uh-huh.
He works up there, and he works on, I don't know if you understand this, but they do technology work up there, too. But they can work on anything they want. He's more comfortable where he's at now.
I heard that, yes. I believe in this, totally. And he was a mechanic, actually, so it fits.
Because I don't even know what they're showing me and what they tell me.
Yeah, you tuned into him.
He's very comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for calling.
I thank you, guys. Thank you so
much.
And
we'll see you out there. I hope to see you soon.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Ciao.
Bye-bye. Wow, Danny, that was really great. I only brush tapped and saw her ask about her brother, and then I had to leave the room, and you left the room to go and cleanse, and then that's really great she got through for the call. Is there anything that you would like to give any advice of people awakening and being able to open up to their gifts as well?
Oh, well, the first thing is put your beliefs aside. Put them aside, because if you can't put your beliefs aside, then you're not going to get anywhere. You have to be totally open to what they have to say and what you can learn from them. I call them because there's that guardian angels, and there's much more other beings out there than what we realize. We're not the only planet in the system.
Right, and also there's spirit guides, animal guides, the saints. The Creator, our inner self.
Sure, the Father, the Mother, and the Son, yeah.
And
it's all true.
I know that I have taught about being born with instincts and intuitions. It seems like when we are, we get around 6 or 7 years old, we tend to forget what has been embedded into us. And we go, it's almost like a lesson that we need to learn about regular life, and we come back around our young adulthood and start realizing that we do have these gifts. Hey, those were correct in our childhood. Hey, those weren't just make-believe friends, you know?
Oh, yes, that most definitely. Goodness gracious, it's top of my head, but they changed their mind.
Let me give the toll-free number out. It's 877-876-5227. USA and Canada is 530-876-3222. That is to BBS Radio, Station 1, that you're listening to right now with Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders, and Maha, how do you say your name? Maha Danny.
Maha Yeah, Mahadhyani stands for spiritual journey. I go through journeys.
Yeah.
Same as Voyager.
Oh, it's a great name, Mahadhyani.
Well, I would prefer to have my other name back, but you can't
you
get
never
all
know.
Everything you want.
What was your other name in Pow Talk you want back? We'll just ask Pow Talk in a prayer to just give it back.
Oh, that was Danny 1962 Voyager.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. I signed up for it years ago, and it won't let me have it back. So, but I'll wait. I mean, if I can't have it back, that's okay. But that's fine. No fuss on it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Everybody knows you as Mahadhyani, and it has a T in there though. Mahatm. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, is this Tassie?
This is Tassie.
Hi, this is JD.
JD, man.
How are you?
I haven't heard from you in forever. Can you meet JD? He is an avid, he can sing like you would believe, and he's with, remember I told you about Reverend Dr. Kendra Van Hovey and the First Church of Wicca. And Danny, this is, JD.
JD.
What did I say?
JD?
Uh-huh.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, JD.
Hi, nice to talk to you. We just wanted, first of all, to say happy Ostara to everybody, which is, you know, happy springtime.
Oh, thank you. You as
and
well.
You're welcome. Well, thank
and would you,
you
like Danny
much.
To give you a little reading?
Sure, that would be great.
Is there a particular question on your mind, JD, first, before I go?
No, just a general reading would be good.
Okay. I know they're telling me there's like within 3 months you're going to be traveling. I don't know why or where. I don't know if it's traveling from, they're just saying you're going to travel. And they're saying, all I know is, I may be wrong on this one because I'm not hearing your voice very good, but they're saying your wife is going to be fine.
My what?
They said your wife is going to be fine? Because I don't think you're married, are you?
No, I'm not.
No. Were you married in the present, the past?
No, I've never been married.
Well, that's strange. They're saying the wife is going to be fine. I don't understand what that means.
Hmm.
Oh, I do. Well, they're like a big family, aren't you, JD?
Yeah, you could say that.
Maybe he's going to get a wife soon.
That I don't know. All I know is what I just saw right there. I'm sorry about that, JD.
That's okay.
Maybe she's going to be fine looking. I don't know.
Yeah.
But maybe. I like the sound of travel, though. That's something I need to do.
Are you doing some traveling? They're saying you're doing some traveling here in 3 months.
I don't have it planned, but it's always been a part of my life. It's been a long time since I've been able to, so it will be a good thing for me to do as far as, you know, getting a break.
Well, they're saying you're going to be traveling here in 3 months.
Well, that's good news.
As far as your chakras, you meditate a lot. I can see that. Well, meditation, people do meditations in a lot of different ways. Yours is probably with music. So that's probably what I'm seeing.
Okay.
The only chakra I see that you're having problems with is the number 6 chakra there. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And that's where the development comes in. And I think this is going to have to do with your traveling. Your development will open up a little bit more on the traveling. Wife is fine, I don't know what they meant by that.
That's interesting.
But I do see the development will be developing even more on this travel within 3 months, they're showing me.
Okay. Well, that's good. And actually, speaking of the music, we wanted to sing a song for Kathy, because we always do whenever we call.
Oh, thank you so much.
This one is for the coming of spring. We'll just sing a little bit of Here Comes the Sun for you.
Okay.
Okay, and Tim wants to say hi, so here he is. Kathy, how are you?
Hello there.
How's it going?
Where are the college buddies?
College buddies. They're coming here.
No, all my brothers
you,
and everybody's
how,
waiting
how,
on the
how have things been
buddy.
For you?
Huh?
I said, how have things been for you? I miss you, Kathy.
Well, we just had the wedding, and it was fantastic. And
congratulations.
I called you guys like 3 times last week, and what's this week?
I know, it's been busy.
It's been really busy.
Yeah,
and,
we're keeping really busy.
How's the church going? How's Reverend Dr. Kendra Van Hove?
Reverend Dr. Kendra is doing awesome. She's looking forward to not only Ostara, but she's looking forward to going on her sabbatical.
Awesome.
So she's got a few days off. She's got a few days off, and we're just going to take it easy and enjoy the break, a much-needed break.
Thank you so much for the prayers the other week on the 12th that I called Abby and asked for you guys to pray for some situations, and it just has just been wonderful. It was the eve of my father's death of 3 years, and I was just, you know, in that little situation, and I really appreciate you guys.
Anytime.
I'd
That's
love to hear
That's what we're here for.
Danny, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
Danny.
Sure, nice to meet you.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Are you ready for the song, Kathy?
Yes, the sign song.
The sun song. Here we go, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold on 1 second. We just got to put the phone up here.
Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles returning to their faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Happy spring. Happy Ostara.
Oh,
see you later, Kathy.
Thank you, Tim and JD.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was wonderful. They're just, they were on the show, Reverend Kendra was, Dr. Reverend Kendra was on the show back in January, and that was her husband, and KD that directs the choir for the church.
Oh.
Yeah. So you gave us some good input there. I just really appreciate them and all their support that they always do for me, and they give great prayers and healings as well. But Danny, let me ask you a couple of questions. How old were you when you first came into your gifts?
Oh, as far as back as I can remember, let's see. I had a near-death experience, almost died. I think I was the age of four or five years old. And that's where it started from there.
They say a lot of people, when they have near-death experiences, is wake up. Because of, I believe that we are all asleep here on this earth and that we're waking up continuously to get to the knowing. And that's what the awakening is all about. And when we die, I had 2 death experiences. One, when I went all the way out and then came back. But I didn't wake up until later on. I have to say, Danny, we have a caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Carmi from the Empathic Coffee Shop. How are you?
Hey, Carmi. Nice of you to call. And there's Danny. I'll let you speak to Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hi. How can I help you?
Well, I don't really know, you know. Doc was there. Call in. I've been trying for the last few minutes, and I finally got through. This is awesome.
Oh, okay. I'm having a hard time hearing the callers, but I think
it's Carney, Doc. I mean, Danny, it's Carney.
Oh, Carmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Carmy.
Hi, Danny.
Well, Virginia already did some work on Carmy, so I think she's doing a lot. She's sleeping a lot better. She's doing a lot better, so.
Yes, I am.
So
what was going on there that y'all worked on or Virginia worked on in the coffee shop?
Virginia did a reading for me a few nights ago, and needless to say, my jaw hit the floor. Okay, she was so accurate. I'd rather not go into details because it is very personal, but she did help me a lot, absolutely.
That is fabulous.
Yes, it is.
I had just met, you know, so many people. I met you and I've met Virginia because I don't usually get into the chat rooms very often, but it's just amazing the healers that are involved in the empathic coffee shop, you know. And you're a healer as well.
Pardon me?
How long have you been into your gift?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
How long have you been into your gift?
This is all very new to me. Last couple of months, I want to say.
Well, that is really, really interesting. Did you have a trauma or anything that jolted you into knowing about your gift, or did you just decide that it's time to awaken, to absorb more knowledge to apply to the wisdom towards your gift? How would you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Well, it started when I met Fire Doc about a year and a half ago, I want to say. And I just came into the room. You know, I saw a friend of mine was adminning in there on another program. And I just kept coming back, you know, just sitting around, listening, taking it all in. And it went from there, really.
Wow. And now you're an admin in there, correct?
Yes, I am.
That's awesome. Danny, how long have you been going into the empathic coffee shop in Powell?
I just started recently because I've been off the line for over about almost 2 years. I want to say Carmy is pretty much the backbone of there. She does a lot of typing. She does a lot of extra secretarial work for us, so to speak. She does a lot of work in there. So does Kelly Bradley.
Uh-huh.
Those two women right there, do a lot. They help me and Doc and everybody do a lot of work in that room.
Well,
I want to say we do require an age on your profile because a lot of people come in there and they won't put an age on their profile. And the reason why we have to have an age on that profile is because if we do psychic readings without an age, they can shut our room down.
And the age is what, 18?
Yes, yeah. 18.
And it's an R-rated room, so they'll have to click on the R at the top. Be able to get in to see the empathic coffee shop name, right?
I suppose they could, or they could post it on the banner, you know?
Yeah. What people need to do that don't have power calls, this is a chat site, and it is a group of many, many different gifted people, but you download power calls. And once you download it, you get a nickname, you know, a nickname, you use a regular name. And then after you download that, you go into user rooms. When you go into the user rooms, you click on the, to the far right, adult user room. And then you scroll down to the left. There's a whole list of the rooms and the types of rooms. It first is the menu of what types. What are you looking for? Astrology, spiritualism, metaphysical, radio, whatever you're looking for. And the empathic coffee shop is under religion and belief. You click on that, and then it takes you to metaphysical, spirituality, astrology, or whatever. You click on spirituality, and then you'll see listed the Empathic Coffee Shop there. Carmi?
Yes?
Anything you would like to put into the energy ball?
I'd like to add peace and love to it.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I'm going to speak for JD and Tim because they didn't get to call in. I'm going to put in there for them the sun and the music.
All righty. It was great talking to you both.
Thank you for calling.
Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, Danny. You've got quite a group of people there.
Oh, gracious, yeah. I mean, they're hard workers, and they put a lot of hours on there. And, you know, none of them get paid for it. So they do put a lot of hours on. She does a lot of work. She also takes care of her mother also, you know.
Yeah, tell them about how a room runs and how many hours people stay in there and how you have to take shifts, and it's like a real room.
Oh,
you just
don't see
each other, but you can see each other with cams.
Right, and yeah, well, you can see me on cam because I prefer my cam to be on, people to look at me, people to see me. It's a much better connection with people that want to read.
Do we have a caller? Are you breaking up, Danny? Do we have a caller? I don't know because I can't quite hear a lot of static. Maybe if you can change places in your house or something like that because it's just really staticky.
Okay, let me check. Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's much better.
Okay.
Let me get the call-in number.
Well, I can tell you right now, there's a lot of remote viewers out there viewing this already.
Oh, I know. This has been, you know... Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. This is Kathy Cook, Bright Lakes Pathfinders, with Danny. Who's speaking?
Carol?
Who's speaking?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name's Carol.
Yes, who's this? Hello, caller.
Hi.
You're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Yes, you're on BBS Radio.
Oh, okay, I got the wrong number then.
Well, you're welcome to stay and chat with us on the radio. Or you can, you know, many blessings to you and prosperities. We're doing a healing and talking about healing and life and how to awaken to the higher self of us. And you're on the air right now on BBS Radio.
No, I'll pass.
Wow, Danny.
I don't know what happened.
That's pretty amazing. So we reached someone that got a wrong number that's going to, you know, got many blessings and prosperities. So we're going to put in the energy ball. Anybody that goes into a wrong direction to find the right direction, which nothing is ever by accident. That was no accident. That just needed to be in the energy ball that everybody is in the correct direction going up towards the light.
Because I could barely hear that caller.
Yeah. Okay, the toll-free number is 877-876-5227. USA and Canada is 530-876-3222. You're listening to BBS Radio Station 1 with Bright Lights Pathfinders Kathy Cook and Danny. Danny is doing healings and readings for call-ins. And hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Virginia.
Is this Virginia?
Yes, it's Virginia.
I thought so. I've got my little present that you sent over here, this little orb, opened up into my house. Thank you so much. And thank you for you.
I just want to put something in the ball.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I want to put healing in the ball, inner healing. In the ball, not just the body, but the mind. So it brings peace of mind to it and joy.
Peace of mind. How fabulous of inner healing. Wow, Virginia, that is just awesome. this ball is just so glowing and just so energetic. My hands are vibrant. My body just feels like it's just so just peaceful and just tranquil from you guys and from Danny being here in Virginia. Everybody has just probably wanted to know who Virginia is, and there you are.
Well, I've always been said I have either good timing or lousy timing, one or the other.
So, Virginia, how long have you been with your gifts?
How long I've been what?
How long have you been open to your gifts?
Since I was 7 years old.
Since you were seven. Wow. And you've continued with them, working with them, and staying awake with them since you were seven? Or did you kind of go about life and then bring them back? Or
I'm not trying to take anything from Danny right now. I just had a lot of traumas when I was a kid, and each trauma just brought gift after gift out. So I'm just me. I do different things.
Well, thank you so much for your call, Virginia, and we appreciate the peace of mind that you put in the energy ball along with the inner self-healing, and we appreciate you so, so much in the Empathic Coffee Shop, Fire Doc 1CA's room that he opened up, and we'll see you out there.
Oh, thank you. Like I said, that's...
Would you like Danny to give you any reading or anything?
Oh, me and
Danny have a very nice connection, so he pretty much gets whatever.
Well, Virginia,
I'm sending,
you
sending back,
things.
So it's clear.
Can I ask you just one thing? If you could give me one descriptive adjective, one feeling of an adjective right now, this very minute, what would you give me as a word?
Okay, I see things in images, and that's the best way I can say it. I can tell you what the image is, but you'll have to translate it.
What are your feelings? What feelings?
That's what my feelings come. They come like images to me.
That's fine, but I just want to know your feeling that you have with the images then. What feeling have you got?
Yellow-green. Yellow-green.
What is the feeling that you have with yellow-green?
It's with my... I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
What feeling in your heart, in your body, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, with the yellow-green image do you feel? Just a word like happy, sad, content, peaceful, love, energy?
I hear serenity.
Serenity.
Serenity. That's what I feel.
Wonderful. With serenity, that is an isolation where you go within yourself and then your remote viewing, or you're using your third eye to get the images. So serenity is a very strong point with many people that need to be awakened. I believe that's probably the key word that we needed to hear in awakenings, to be able to surrender and let go and allow the Creator to do His work and allow us to surrender to ourselves, knowing that everything's going to be just right. And yellow-green is fabulous for the color, because green is grounding and green is the earth around us, but the yellow is of the sun, of the entities of the outerness, of, you know, up into the heavens above, and that warms us and gives us the replenishment of rejuvenations and all of that. And so I also see with that much prosperity is coming along your way with the green. And you've been looking for a little bit of a change, and you've just come about some change probably today even more so than yesterday, which we all do each day if we stay in the moment. And I just wanted to give you that little bit of input there. Danny, do you have anything to add?
Sure don't. I think you two covered that very well.
Well, I'll let you go, and I'll let you get another caller.
Okay,
and
Virginia.
Thank you
for calling.
Oh.
Well, Danny, would you like to go into the white room, or would you like to pick an animal or a color or a type of water?
Oh, good Lord. I have so many beings around me. It's hard, there's so much to choose from. I guess I'll pick water for now.
Okay. With the water, are you going to choose, you can choose a drop of water, you can choose a water spigot, waterfall, any type of water that there is. Water, you can be in the water, you can actually become the water, or you can be absorbed in the water. Hold on, caller, just a second. You can actually be absorbed in the water. Just give me a descriptive adjective of what you're feeling with water.
Oh, I would say cleanseness.
Perfect answer, because cleansing of oneself, actually what the water represents in the readings that I do is what others and what you are with your relationships. And Danny, with the relationships, there you have it. You are cleansing people's spot, minds, body, spirit, and soul with your healings and your readings. And so you're also cleansing yourself as well. When you help another person, it cleanses you as well. And so that's exactly right on target for what you represent and the relationships with other people, places, and things. I hope you enjoyed that. And hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Danny. It's Gracie. How are you doing?
Hi, Gracie.
How you doing, baby? I have a question for you, if you don't mind. I'd like to ask what your spirit guides have for me, please.
Sure. Yes, go ahead.
She wants to know what her spirit guides have for her.
Oh, I thought she said she had a question.
That was her question. Her question is, what do you see the spirit guides have for her? It's got some static on the line, so
I have to explain that, because when I'm communicating with them, she always has her hubby on her mind. She's very dedicated to her husband. And all I know is, Gracie, that they keep saying to remind you that you're a wonderful spirit and you really care about your husband very dearly.
Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it.
Does that make sense?
I wish you well.
Sure, and the angels, you keep seeing, I know they said the angels around you. So it's a wonderful thing that you, have a lot of angels there for you to protect you and your husband.
Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, it's beautiful, and I thank you for your support.
Okay.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
It's funny because none of them have immediate needs right now. See, they're all, they don't really have immediate needs.
Well, you see, when I talked to you about relationship and relations, you chose water, and then you talked to her about her relationship with her husband. But all those side to side and hand in hand. And we all are just evolving into this newness. And continuously, each day is a newness that we absorb. And, you know, it's like the straw man. We have to work our bodies out each day, work our hearts out each day with each thing within ourselves so that we can continue to prosper. And if we lose that medication or that contact, then we get sore. We get different obstacles along our way because we have not stayed centered with the serenity, as Virginia said. And, it gives us just that much more strength because we also evolve into knowing just a little bit more, remembering the lesson a little bit harder because of the stronghold that the lesson had upon us from not working ourselves out and staying totally in the spiritual moment. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Kathy. This is Abby. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, Abby. I'm doing well, Abby. How are you?
I'm doing good. You've been playing a lot of phone tag this week. I'm glad we finally get to catch up tonight.
I know. We have been playing phone tag. But I appreciate the prayers. I appreciate the, at least, you know, the messages that you've been leaving me on my phone. You know, I know at least I can call you and just leave a message. You can call me and leave a message. And Danny, this is Abby. Abby is in the First Church of Whipple with J.D. that called in and Tim that called in. And Abby and I grew up together.
Yeah.
Oh.
Abby, meet Danny.
Hey, Danny, I just want to let you guys know it's a little hard to hear you, so if you could speak up, I'd appreciate it, okay?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, much better, Kathy. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, do you have any questions for Danny at this moment, or would you like a little reading from Danny?
I was thinking a reading would be really nice from Danny, if that's all right.
Sure. Abby?
Yeah, Danny.
Sure. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
Wow, you got some incredible abilities there. I see you in your chakra 7 there.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what the chakra 7 is?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the 7th chakra. It's the connection to our spiritual nature. That's the highest, well, that's not the highest you can get, but you're you're actually intrigued with all of this.
That's very interesting.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, what else can you tell me?
Oh, gosh. Hold on, because I'm stuck right here with your chakra 7. I'm amazed that you're not a reader. I'm amazed you're not a reader at all.
Nope.
I do know you have muscular system. Do you get a lot of cramps?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, because I know it's going to mess with your muscular system there. Okay?
Okay.
And also maybe some skin irritations throughout your life?
Yeah, I'll say that, off and on.
Okay. Yeah, off and on. I mean, because what's going to be attacked the most is your muscular system and your skin.
Okay.
So that's what gets irritated the most. You understand that?
Sure.
Okay. And I know you're very sensitive to light sometimes, and that's where when you get that alert system, when you're getting sensitive to the light, that means you're going to agitate the muscles and you're going to agitate the skin. And that's the warning before that gets agitated.
Okay.
Okay, so look for that warning if you ever get through that some of those health issues.
That sounds good. That's good to know.
Well, and also you have a very distrust for life. Meaning you don't trust a whole lot of people. Yeah, well, no, you don't trust a whole lot of people. You don't trust the system.
Okay.
Your ethics are much different than others around you. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm talking basically in your heart, your ethics of your heart, you know, besides the political ends of it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry I didn't make that. You're very spiritual, and you're very your devotion is very strong. Are you a Taurus, by the way?
I am not. I'm a Virgo.
Oh, you're a Virgo. I would figure you're a Taurus.
Nope.
Because you're very stubborn and bullheaded.
Occasionally.
You know, occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
I would say furious.
Furious?
Yeah, I would say furious at times. You know, when people tend to put you in the corner, look out for the bull.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You don't tolerate that that people putting you in the corner. You won't allow it. See what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Okay. And the reason why you're so protective, there's a lot of... the reason why the chakra 7 is in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm not sure if you can hear me. And that's why I keep pausing.
Oh, yep,
you can?
I can.
Okay. Are you, right now they're pointing at your shoulders. Is there something going on with your back blades and your shoulders right now?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware of? Have they been bothering you?
I'm not aware of anything significant going on. There's probably tension, but nothing more than that.
Yeah, some tension there. Okay. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to work on that tonight, okay? If there's nothing going on there, but they're telling me there is, so they're going to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So by morning time, you should be feeling a whole lot better.
Oh, that sounds great, Danny.
And Danny, you can call me and let me know, and I can tell you.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't know what's going on there, but they're pointing there, and they want to know if they can have their permission to work on you.
Like a massage, Abby.
Sure.
We got to have your permission, for sure.
Okay.
All right, and you're going to feel a whole lot different tomorrow.
All right, that sounds great, Danny.
Abby, I have an input for you, just one little thing. You have a window of opportunities. I keep seeing a window.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Into what, Abby?
It's business. It has to do with your business.
With business?
Uh-huh, with your business. Your work is the window of opportunities there.
Well, I'll have to look into that. There's always a chance of making things better.
Yeah, so it's like you're getting some new clients or something like that, some big corporations for, like, in April.
Oh, that sounds great, though. It's a good time to get them.
Yeah. Okay, Abby, thank you for calling.
Thanks, you have Kathy. It's always great talking with you.
What do you want to put in the energy ball?
What's that?
What would you like to put in the energy ball?
Oh, just that change is good.
Change is good.
Yep.
Oh, my.
You're definitely going to have a change tomorrow morning.
All right. That's good to know, Danny.
And then April as well. Okay,
right.
Abby.
Thank
we love you, girl.
Love you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Danny, thank you so much. She's really close to my heart. She just got the name Goddess Abhayendra. You're right on track with her intense gifts. She is one of the most gifted souls I know.
Yeah, and I didn't realize when they were pointing at the shoulders, I didn't realize what was going on, but I just found out it was the blockage. Some kind of blockage is not from the seventh chakra to the shoulders. And it's, like she said, there's some kind of tension there, but she's blocking it, and she can't reach her, where she needs to go with the chakra seven to open up a little wider, to open up more. And it's blocking her. She gave him permission to work on it, so she's going to notice a big change tomorrow.
Yeah.
She's going to be able to hear and listen a lot better.
That is fabulous. Abby is just, she's just on the greatest path, and she always has followed her heart. She doesn't follow the norm. She follows who and what spiritualism that she decides. And you're right, she doesn't. If she's in a corner, she will come out. She won't be put in a corner. She'll tell you like it is before she can be put in a corner. So she's very smooth with the way she does that. No conflict whatsoever. It's just a smooth sailing. You know, her insides of herself are very, very cool and calm and collective. But she could come out like a bull in a china shop if she didn't ever stay focused. She's so focused that that's why you were probably picking up that she could be a bull in a china shop, because if she didn't stay focused, you know, she could probably have that happen.
And she's a Virgo.
Yeah.
God, I love Virgos.
She's a great girl.
Yeah, I love Virgos because they give out so much energy to people. They make such wonderful healers.
If you go to my page where it's the archives, and you scroll down, you will see Reverend Dr. Kendra Van Hovey and Abby side by side on there. But Danny, we have 2 minutes left. Is there anything you'd like to say or input before we kick off this energy ball?
Oh, goodness, I've been nervous all out this whole hour, and I guess that's why I'm not doing so good, but
it's been wonderful
being with you. But I do apologize, I've just been nervous. This is my first time ever being on the radio show.
Yeah, we're out of time, I do believe. Is this a caller that's calling in?
That was our time, Danny. Let's kick off the energy ball and send it out to the universe with many blessings and prosperities. Thank you, and to the Creator, the knowing, and remember, always listen with your heart and not your mind, because your mind is man-made. Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and Danny as my guest host for the Empathic Coffee Shop, over and out.